You are a steward over the life that God has given you. Now, I wanted to talk shortly about the concept of holistic stewardship. Holistic stewardship is the idea that we are stewards not just over our money, we are also stewards over our time. God has made us stewards over our relationships, over the health that we have in our bodies. As a matter of fact, we will one day give an account for every single idle word we have ever spoken. Now, that is quite alarming to think of. If you think about one day we may stand before God having to give an account to every single idle word spoken, that's a concerning, alarming thought. But God has called us to be stewards. Why? Because everything we are and have belongs to God. We are only stewarding over this life because we have been bought with a price. We belong to Him. We are His. Now, I'm not the source of my income. He is the source of all my supply. The Bible says, in Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. Now, when it comes to finances, many people start their thinking process from the wrong perspective, and thus will always end up in deception. You see, I am not the source of my own life. He is the source of my life. People take way too much credit for the wealth that they have been able to accumulate. For instance, the giftings you have, the strengths you have, all of these were given to you by God. Your next heartbeat was given to you by God. So I'm not the source of my own life. He is the source of my life. And we have not been called to be owners over our lives, over our possessions. But God has called us to steward all of this. I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. Everything I have belongs to God. And now I get to steward faithfully over everything that belongs to Him. I am not to put my trust in what I have. If you think about it, our resources oftentimes becomes the source of our security. We think that, well, our 401k is big enough. I have security for my old age. Well, what do we do right there? We just placed our trust in money to provide for us, for our security. And God says, no, 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 I don't want you to misplace your trust on things. I want you to squarely place your trust on me. So we are not to place our trust in money, and of course, what it can do for us, but we ought to master it by placing our trust in God, and when He is willing to do, and let me say this, what He's willing to do through us with what He's given us. You see, God is not trying to get something from you when He says, when He calls us to be faithful. He's trying to get something to us and through us. Let me say that again. When God calls you to be faithful, whether it be with your time, with your thinking, your mind, your relationships, your finances, He is not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you and then through you into the world. Because the promise was that we weren't going to be blessed, we were going to become the blessing. In other words, of course, you're going to be blessed, but ultimately God's trying to get it not just to you, but through you into the world. You are the one stewarding God's affairs down here on earth. He is building His kingdom through you. Now, the Bible has more to say about finances than it does about heaven, than it does about hell, than it does about faith, than it does about prayer. You can look those numbers up for yourself, but the percentage of times that the Bible talks about finances outweighs the times He talks about heaven, hell, faith, or prayer. And to eliminate the concept of financial stewardship from our Bible teaching, we would eliminate one of the most prominent and evident expressions of God's will for our lives. We would be absolutely unfaithful to eliminate that conversation of stewardship. Now, the Bible warns us about money. It says that you can't serve God and money. If you look into it clearer and closer, you'll see that I can only serve God with my money, but I cannot serve God and money. It also warns us that the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money is. It says the love thereof. It warns us. It shows us how Judas betrayed Christ. For what? For money. Ananias and Sapphira were struck down dead over their inappropriate dealings with money. The rich young ruler could not enter into eternal life. Why? Because of money. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a wealthy man to enter God's kingdom. You see, so we see the Bible has major warning flags, red flags everywhere when it comes to money. And we have to be aware and alert because Satan is attempting to deceive us and to steal rewards from us by causing us to relate to money in the wrong way. Now, Money Talks. I know there's a movie out there called Money Talks. And I thought it's actually interesting because it does. It tells so much about me. It tells me who I really am. It tells me what I really believe. It tells me who I really love. It tells me what I actually trust. So think about that for a moment. What is your wealth? Now, you might say, well, I don't have wealth. Yeah, you probably do if you want to compare it to other people around the world and other nations. But the point is just what you do have really says a lot. It speaks on your behalf. It speaks about what you trust, who you love, what you really believe. Money talks about who I really am. Why? Because money doesn't change people. It only magnifies who they already are. Let me prove it to you. When an investor is given money, he tends to invest even more of it. When a gambler gets a lot of money in his hands, he tends to gamble even more than he's already gambling. When an alcoholic is given a lot of money, he tends to go drinking more than he's already drinking. When a generous giver, somebody whose heart is in his giving, when he's given money, he tends to give more than what he used to give. You see, money doesn't change who you are. It only magnifies who you already are. It magnifies the state of your heart and the relationship that you have with money. So it doesn't change you. It magnifies you. Why does money talk? Money talks because it says a lot about my true priorities and where they are. Where do your priorities lay? Now, how does money really do this? Let me prove this to you. You see, the prostitute proves that money is of a greater priority to her or him than purity is to her or him. They will exchange their purity for money. Why does money talk about where my priorities lie? Because I see in the example of Ananias and Sapphira, Ananias and Sapphira proved that money was of greater priority than honesty was to them. We see also in the example of Judas that he proved that 33 shekels of silver was of a greater priority to him than loyalty was to Christ. You see, money talks about where your priorities lay. To the prostitute, her priority lies with money, not with purity. To Ananias and Sapphira, their priority was with money, not with honesty. To Judas, his priority was with money, not to loyalty. The question we have today is, what does money say about us? You may not have a lot, but the money you have, what is it saying? What's it speaking of regarding you? What you trust, who you love, what you really believe, who you really are. Now, folks, this is a hot topic, and I really want to zone in, take our time, to systematically, line upon line, walk through these dangers that money pose, because the Bible warns us about money. Now, God loves you, and I'm praying for you, and I believe that you will listen with an open heart God's plan for your life, and how God has planned not to take something from you, but to bring something to you and through you. Please tune in next time as we will continue on this subject.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.